Nolte, I purchased three of those 2.4 million guns sold in June. By John Nolte on July 3, 2020. There were nearly 2.4 million firearms sold in June, according to the Small Arms Analytics and Forecasting. Yours truly made three of those purchases. Oh, and ammo. Before I'm done, I'll have a throne made from ammo boxes, right next to my throne of toilet paper. So why would a guy who already owned three firearms go out and purchase three more? First off, let me be clear, I don't want to harm anyone. Nothing would make me happier than to die of old age without getting into a confrontation of any kind. All I want out of life is to be left the hell alone. Regardless, you can't ignore reality. You see, it's all about the potential threat level. And I judge the potential threat level based on what America is willing to tolerate, what has been normalized. The first gun I ever purchased, a semi-auto handgun, was nearly 30 years ago. Simple home defense. I'm not a gun enthusiast. I'm not a hunter, and I own a TV, so I have no desire to go out and target shoot. To be honest with you, I don't even like guns all that much. But a man's primary obligation is to protect his home and family. So I got the semi and pushed myself to get comfortable with it. For three decades, that was good enough. America was sane. For three decades, we argued, oftentimes bitterly. We argued through the bitterness of Bill Clinton's impeachment, the bitterness of Iraq and weapons of mass destruction, but still, as a country, we drew the line at violence. As a country, we defended the right of Americans to swing their fist, until that fist reached another person's nose. Unfortunately, everything changed in 2014 with the hands up, don't shoot hoax. This is when Democrats and the establishment media, most especially Knoll, not only began to excuse violence, but to actively encourage and justify it. And if you were paying attention, it was during this same time Democrats and the media began a relentless push for gun control, gun bans, and repealing the Second Amendment. This is when I purchased a double-barrel shotgun. After Donald Trump won the presidency in 2016 and the left-wing terrorists in Antifa took to the streets, everything changed again. Democrats and the establishment media embraced Antifa. Not only Antifa's vandalism, but their relentless assaults on Trump supporters. It was obvious then, and is even more obvious now, that Democrats and the media are colluding with Antifa and see Antifa as their own personal gang of brown shirts. This is when I purchased a pump-action shotgun. And now we're living through the 1619 riots. And now the mask has been completely removed from the Democrat Party and media as we see vandalism, the desecration of our history, occupation, violent assaults against police and citizens, and the end of the rule of law encouraged, championed, and normalized. You and I are not allowed to gather in protest or to honor our country or to worship our God without being harassed, vilified, shamed, or arrested. Meanwhile, the media's and Democrat Party's brown shirts in Antifa and Black Lives Matter are actively encouraged to run wild, to burn, loot, occupy private property, wantonly destroy our statues and monuments, assault and menace private citizens, while private citizens who dare defend themselves are persecuted by government officials and vilified and targeted by the media. The reality is this. Along with you, I am now a second-class citizen in my own country. And this is especially true for those of us who live under a Democrat governor, for Democrats no longer believe in equal justice under the law. And so, now I own three more firearms, and it's none of your business what they are. But I will tell you, the gun shop I purchase from is constantly overwhelmed with buyers and we're now restricted to purchasing just two boxes of ammo a day. They have never seen anything like this. Hey, I'm not looking for trouble. I would give anything to go back to the days when one handgun felt like enough. But those days are over, and now I not only worry about my home and family, but also my little corner of the world, even out here in rural America. The facts are these, with the protection of the Democrat Party and media, the marauders have been loosened. Hopefully, they never make it this far, hopefully I just wasted a month's salary. But I cannot stick my head in the sand to hide from reality. The reality is this. My governor, Roy Cooper, does not believe in the rule of law. While Myanmar are still locked down in some stupid phase over a virus that is no more dangerous to those under 50 than the common flu, he only pays lip service about social distancing during the protests. In my state, the left is allowed and encouraged to run wild, shoulder to shoulder, in massive groups. I cannot gather in a group of more than 10. Even in my little town, 4th of July events were cancelled while two peaceful Black Lives Matter protests were allowed. In other words, the rule of law is dead, and that genie is awfully hard to put back in the bottle. The reality is this. Instead of challenging the smears that America is a racist country, instead of standing up for police officers and the rule of law, even the Republican Party is taking a knee, is looking to appease, is acting as Black Lives Matter light with their stupid and completely unnecessary police reform ideas. Mitt Romney, the leader of the GOP just 8 short years ago, marched with these terrorists. All I see from the GOP is cowardice, appeasement, and incoherence. The reality is this. We are on our own. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.